can drive over this bridge and perhaps never know its important place in American history. But today, we take you back to the events that will always make this span a site that will draw visitors. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
The date was March 7th, 1965. Joyce O'Neill remembers it well.
That Sunday was the first Sunday in March, and for Brown Chapel, it was a communion service Sunday, the Lord's Supper. We had had the Lord's Supper, and we could hear people gathering on the outside.
That crowd in Selma, Alabama, was preparing to peacefully march to the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Many of our members went out and joined the marchers who marched to the bridge. I was here when they came back. It's a scene I'll never forget.
The marchers were literally beaten back at the bridge and were now running for the hopeful safety of the church.
Some of them with blood running down their faces, gashes in the head, some of them trying to pull off their clothing in the street because the clothing was saturated with tear gas. And I remember vividly our pastor's wife, Mrs. Lewis, was a nurse, and she hurriedly set up a first aid station in the building next door.
When the Civil Rights Act was passed, Joyce's mother immediately began voting, something she'd not been allowed to do previous. It's important to Joyce as well.
I haven't missed an election. I vote for dog catcher, whatever, but I was determined, and I am determined, that I am going to vote every time there's an opportunity to vote. People fought too hard for this right.
We conclude our story with Joyce next time as we travel the countryside in Selma, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCrae.